أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. Today we have, alhamdulillah, a very packed lesson for us, alhamdulillah. Packed in a good way. Packed, not that difficult, but lots of content, lots of study of topics, and inshallah also we will get a chance to apply some of that stuff to the Quran, alhamdulillah. We had started our study of Arabic with isms. We had gotten to the end of our study of isms, and then we pivoted to the study of fa'il. Now we've finished our first part of our study of fa'il. Sorry, initially we had finished our first part of ism study, then we moved on to our fa'il. Now we revisit ism again, and revisit ism with the idea to look at these isms with more depth, with more nuance, and then looking at sentences, inshallah ta'ala, and then coming back to our jumla fa'liya and merging those two together to make, you know, very our ability to, you know, make sense of Arabic and particularly Quran, just to get, it will go through the roof when that happens, inshallah. Okay, so that, folks, is the idea there. Walillahi alhamd. Okay, I'm gonna get started by opening up the textbook here. The textbook was updated last night, so just small, a few small updates, nothing major about that update. I am going to, though, put it like this here. On page number 38, if you like to go there. And I'm going to put it side by side with my notes, black boxes. All right, I will do this. All right. Okay, that is what we are starting today, the four properties of the ism. Okay, four properties of the ism, revisit. This is important. The revisit allows us to do this in more detail. Okay, let's see what it says here. Each ism in the Arabic language can be described using these four properties: status, number, gender, and type. Okay, and we know this is information that we have covered before in a lot of detail. We know that the status of an ism can be marfu', mansub, or majrur. These are things that we have discussed at length before. Okay, marfu', mansub, or majrur. So let us dive right into the topic of status today. Okay, I want you to tell me something about status. Okay, if I take a word like Muhammad, okay, Muhammad, okay, what is, when you think about marfu', what's the first haraka, the first tashkil that comes to your head? It is a dhamma, right? So for Muhammad, what would it be? It would be Muhammadun, right? Muhammadun. Okay? Excellent. What is the first tashkil that comes to your mind when you think of mansub? Muhammadan, fatha, perfect, right? The fatha. In this case, I have two fathas, but fatha nonetheless, correct? Okay. And what about majrur? Muhammadin, Muhammadin. Okay. Muhammadin. Kasra, okay. This, as you can see here, what you have is a very clear status that is displayed. Yes or no? Do you agree with that, people? The status is very clearly displayed here. Again, for some reason, Microsoft Word is not being very cooperative, so I'm going to try my best to do this. All right, there we go. Okay, right, the status is very clearly obvious, and the change, right, the change in status, the change in His status is very clear. Yes or no? Do you agree with that? All right. These types of words are called mu'rab. Mu'rab. What are mu'rab? They can show change in status. Let me add clearly show change in status. All right, you with me, people? Yes or no? That is what mu'rab is. Okay, this is our first topic, by the way, for the day. Mu'rab versus mabni. We haven't done this before. Okay, now mabni, if mu'rab is clearly shows change in status, what will be the opposite of clearly shows change in status? Does not show. The opposite of mu'rab, right, is does not show change in status. Is that correct? Is that a fair thing to say? Without, like, I mean, you can say unclear too, but I want to say does not show change, right? Maybe I'll say this. Can show change in status, mu'rab. The opposite of mu'rab is cannot show change in status, okay? Let me even change does not to cannot. All right? You with me, people? This is the idea of this is mabni. Mabni is cannot show change in status. Now, you might remember mabni from what? You might remember it. Anybody remember? If you don't, no problem. All right. We talked a little bit about it when we were studying the comparing the past tense and the present tense, right? You might remember now, we were comparing the past tense and present tense. Mabani was like something that's built and constructed, does not change, right? That's the idea. Now for isms, when we talk about mabani for isms, we're talking about specifically something that cannot show change in status, okay? So let me give you an example, okay? An example of this is the word Musa. Musa. Okay? Are you with me? The word Musa, when it is marfu', looks like this. When it is mansub, it looks like this. When it is majroor, it looks like this. It looks exactly the same in all three, marfu', mansub, and majroor. What is mabni again, people? Mabni again is what? Cannot show change in status. Alright? Now, the question is, is something that is mabni, right? If we were to discuss it, right? And if I was to maybe do this, sorry, one second. Window. All right, come back here. All right. Is a word that is mu'rab, is it an ism, like Muhammad? Is that an ism? Yes. Is mabni an ism? People, what do you think? Is mabni an ism? Yes or no? Okay, very nice. All right. Next question is, does the word, does it have the properties of the ism?
Mu'rab, think of Mu'rab as Muhammad. Let me add an example here, just to make our lives easy, right? Because the example, the different terminology is new, right? Muhammadun. All right, and for Mabani is Musa. Yep. Is the word Muhammad, does it have the properties of the ism? Yes or no, people? It does have the properties of the ism. Very good. Does our word, Mabani word, Musa, does it have the properties of the ism as well? The answer is yes, it does. Right? It does. It is an ism. It's an ism. If it's an ism, what's going to have? Properties of the ism. Okay? Let me just backtrack a bit here. Let me show you some examples of how something is Mabani. Okay? Generally, Mabani is for words that end with this guy. What is this guy? Do you know what this guy is? Who remembers what this is? MashaAllah, many of you. Okay, generally, let's put this here. Generally, Mabani is generally isms that end with this, or more precisely, this, are Mabani. What exactly is this? Some of you are saying Alif Maksura, right? Yes or no? Right? This is Alif Maksura. Alif Maksura. Al-Alif. Al-Alif. Al-Maksura. What it literally means is what? It means literally the little alif. It literally means the little alif. Do you remember that now? Little alif? Do you remember this? Little alif? Shortened alif? Yes or no? Remember, this is something we spoke about before. Little alif, this is in like the beginning of steps to Arabic 1. That's okay, we'll remind ourselves. Little alif is written on this ya without dots. Its name is Alif al-Maqsura, right? Alif Maqsura. Like Sufyan is saying, Qasr for Salah, like shortened Salah. This is a shortened Alif. Okay? The little Alif, Alif Maqsura, is it different than the big Alif? Is it different than the big Alif? Okay, in writing it's different, but it acts the same as the big alif. All right? The little alif acts the same as the big alif. All right? Now, this is just a small tangent on like what is alif maksura and what is the little alif, right? But the point for us is generally isms with that end with a little alif are mabni, or end with, if it's a little alif, what else would you add to this logically? Big alif, your normal alif, right? These generally isms that end with this, these little alif, alif maqsura, a regular alif are mabni. Okay, our examples are over here. Examples are Musa, little alif or big alif? Little alif, right? Alif maksura, very good. Okay, Isa, what about Isa? Which one is it? Little. Alif maksura, little, I'm going to use it interchangeably. Hada. Right? It's the normal alif, the regular alif, just the alif, right? Yes or no? Hada, what does hada mean, by the way? This. Okay? So this is how isms are mabni. Again, recap with me. Isms that end with a little alif or big alif are mabni. What is the big deal about mabni? Cannot show change in status. It cannot. If it is marfu', if it is mansub, if it is majroor, it always looks the same. Okay? Always looks the same. That is the idea behind mabni. And that's kind of the idea behind like something that's fixed, right? Doesn't matter what happens, that fixed thing is always there. Yes or no? It's like a landmark. Right? It's always there. So this is the idea, folks, behind mabni. Right, let me revisit this point again. I will do that. Hamza, no. Not Hamza. Alright, is it an ism? Yes. Does it have the properties of the ism? Yes. Okay? Let us write out the properties of the ism, shall we? Shall we? Okay, I had it under the heading Mabni, but you know what? I'm going to take it out from there and I'm going to bring it here. Okay? Where did it go? All right. I don't know where it's gone, but let's put this here. Musa. All right. Does the word mabni mean anything? It means cannot change. The word mabni means something that is, from the word bina, which is something that is a building, something that's constructed, something that's built. That's what the word mabni comes from. It is like it's fixed. It's fixed, just like a building is fixed. Does that make sense? Already built. Does that make sense, Sister Maryam? The word mabni. Okay, excellent. Musa, what is the status of Musa? Status of Musa here could be marfu' or mansub or majroor. Can I tell right now just by looking at the word what status is it? I don't. I can't. I need context. What's my context? What's it doing in a sentence? Right? When I have it is in a sentence, then I can say something about it. That's also in a sentence, Sister Nadia, but generally speaking, we don't actually say marfu' by default. There's some reason for it to be marfu'. Like it is mubtada, like it is khabar, or it is fa'il, or so on and so forth. All right? Now, what is the number? Musa, of course, is the name of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. It's singular, right? Yes or no? Okay, what's the next property? Gender. Gender is clearly masculine, right? Yes or no? All right. Before you tell me type, I want to just tell you something or mention something to you about type, which we will get to on Thursday, but just to make sure that you're aware of this, the type, which is our part of our study, inshallah, coming soon, is the following isms are always definite. One of them is a proper name. One of those categories is a proper name. Why would a proper name be definite? Because if you think about it, if like I am, if I'm putting al, you know, the Muslim, right? And if I say Muhammad, it's like I'm referring to that person. It's like Muhammad is like the Muslim. It's like that person. Isn't that right? So proper names are by default. What are they? The type? They are definite. Okay? They are definite. All right. Now, so the type for Musa would be definite. All right. Excellent. I'm glad we did this. But this is, we'll revisit this because the type part is actually important for us down the road. Okay. Let's go back to this idea. Oh, Mabini cannot show status. Okay. All right. You good with this? Does it make sense? All right. So it is an ism. It has properties of the ism, right? Does it have a status? Musa. Does it have status? Yes, absolutely. Right? Can the status, marfu, mansub, majrur, right? Can or does the status change? Hold on. Before you answer that question, let me do something for you here. Status of fi Musa. What's fi? Fi is harf jar. So then what would be Musa? Ism majrur. So the status of the word Musa in this small sentence is what? Marfu or mansub or majrur or just majrur? Just majrur, correct? Yes or no? Because of what? Because I have now the context. I have a harf jar that tells me that Musa is ism majrur. Correct? And that's why I can say confidently the status is majrur. The rest of the properties are the same. Yes or no? Now, it has, definitely has status. Marfu, mansub, majrur. Correct? This is the word, this is mabni. But the tricky question is, does the status change, or does the change in status appear on the word? Does the change in status appear on the word? And the answer to that is no. And that is the key difference, folks, when it comes to mu'rab and mabni. It is either or. They're opposites. They're opposites. Mu'rab and mabni are opposites. If you're either mu'rab or you're mabni, all right? Mu'rab from the word ayn ra'ba, from the word arab, from the word arab, and from the word arab you get the word a'raba, yu'ribu, a'rib, al-i'rab, al-mu'rib, al-mu'rab. That's family 4, by the way. What does that family 4 represent? A'raba is actually linguistically in old Arabic means for someone to be fluent, for someone to be eloquent. And its opposite, a'jama, is for someone to be, someone who's not very good with words, talks a lot, says little. Okay? That's what they would say to the ajam, because back in old Arabic, when somebody who would learn Arabic and non-Arab, and they would speak it, they would use so many words to describe something that the Arab would use very few. So they started calling them ajam. They just use a lot of words to talk about something that's very small. That's actually true, believe me or not. So ahraba yu'ribu, that's the word. From that comes mu'rab, the word that is like it's able to change, and it's not just change, its change appears clearly. Just like the Arabs speak clearly, its change is very clear. Is that clear? Bad pun. That's okay. The idea, let me write this down, right? These are important things that will help us remember, okay? Important, some observations, right? Some interesting notes. Number one is, you are either mu'rab or mabni, okay? Cannot be both. They are opposites. Okay, they are opposites. You're either mu'rab or you're mabni. Okay, number two, the word mu'rab comes from the word Arab. I would show you the dictionary entry, but to be honest, it'll take very long time because we can't use Hansberg for that. Hansberg does not have that kind of detail. I would have to show you Lane's lexicon, and Lane's lexicon is, wow, it's like reading like a law book. It's so small in print and just notation, and wow, it takes forever, but alhamdulillah. But the word Arab, which means to be clear in speech, right? The Quran references this as well. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. We have revealed it to be a Arabic Quran. That's the translation generally, but the actual meaning, the real linguistic meaning is, we have revealed the Quran that's clear. It's like super clear. It's not verbose. It's not taking a lot of words to explain its verses. Okay, clear in speech. لسان الذي يلحدون إليه أعجمي وهذا لسان عربي مبين. The Quran talks about one of the accusations the people make about the Prophet ﷺ is that he copied the Quran from like other scriptures. And now Allah says, how could he copy it when the other scriptures are in an Ajam language? And this is pristine Arabic. But not just pristine Arabic, because that's obvious. The Quran is in Arabic. But it's pristine, clear speech. You see? So how does this relate? Mu'rab is something that clearly shows change in what? Change in status. Thank you. The word mabni comes from the word bina. Which means something built, constructed, right? The idea is what? Mabni, it's fixed. Change does not show, does not appear on it. Does that make sense, inshallah? People. You know the Quran's uniqueness. I was reading a book about this, and this is like the first time I read this, where this author was like, you know, it's not like the Quran was using words that people never knew about, but it's just the Quran was using them in ways that, like, they didn't use them before. Like Yawm al-Din, Maliki Yawm al-Din, owning a day, right? Like Mudaf Mudaf Ilayhi was pretty obvious to the Arabs, right? But owning of a day, that was something, that's not how they spoke. So when they heard it, they're like, wow, that is, who talks like that, right? That was their reaction. And if you look at the reaction of the people of Makkah, that's their reaction. It's like, which man speaks like this? This is clearly a possessed person, because of that, you know, Quran and Arabiyan. Yeah? May Allah make us understand. Ameen. Okay. You with me, people? All right. We have covered Mabni and Mu'rab, or Mu'rab and Mabni. Now it's time, I'm going to scroll down to Mabani. And I'm going to actually go through some examples. Shall we? Are you ready? All right. By the way, I've uploaded these notes before the class. So a lot of these like notes are there. If you want to click yourself and whatnot, it's there. All right. I'm going to click this ayah and I'm going to go from there. All right. So here we are. This is ayah number 92 of Surah Baqarah. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُ. Okay, let us take this part of the ayah. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى. Let's actually add بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ as well. Why not? Okay. All right, ready? Are you ready, people? What are we going to do? We are going to translate this. Come on, people. All right, what's the first word that I put here? The first word I put here is Ja'a. Do you remember from the tutorial what the word Ja'a means? All right. He came. Correct? What is this? This is a past tense fair, right? Yes or no? What is the pronoun of this past tense fair? Hidden pronoun, he. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. What is my next word? The next word is? Cool. If someone wants to actually like open their mic and speak, that will also be like nice. There's no problems there. Kum. This is, I'm going to assume now we can say this with confidence, is a attached pronoun. Am I correct in assuming that? Yes. Okay. What is it? Don't play with me, but Salim. This is... This is maf'ul. Am I right? This is maf'ul. We have that little learning aid. I think this was uploaded by Sister Solange, right, Sister Solange? When the attached pronoun attaches to a fi'l, what do you get? Maf'ul, right? So this, alhamdulillah, is maf'ul. What does it mean? Kum.
You all?
You all, ahsantum. Very nice. You all is kum. Very nice. What's the next word?
Musa.
Musa, right? Quick question. Hold on. Is can do this properly today, please. All right. This mud thingy, is it more of a grammar or tajweed?
Tajweed.
Excellent. Is this shadda on the meme Arabic grammar or tajweed?
Tajweed.
Also tajweed. When you read this, you read it like this. Ja'akum Musa. Kum Musa, like that. You with me? That's how it's read. Okay. Excellent. Jazakumullah khair. That's why it's a tajweed thing. It is not an Arabic grammar thing. It's not like, it doesn't do anything for us. Okay. Now, coming back to this. We have, of course, means Musa. Should I look for an outside fine?
Yes.
Yes. Because?
Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he. Excellent. Sure. Is this... my outside fine.
Yes.
It would be my outside fine. Outside fine. It is. Oh, it is. Oh, cool. Okay, tell me folks now, what is the translation of this thing? I was to merge this with my super cool shortcut.
When Musa came to you all.
Right? Musa came to you all. Correct? Musa came to you all. Right? Excellent. Musa came. So that is Alhamd wa lillahi alhamd. Next word. Next word. B. Thank you very much. The next word is B. That is a harf jar. Yes or no? Harf jar. And the next word is what? Isim majrur. All right. Isim majrur. Yes. Isim majrur. Again, like I said, if I was to ever wake you up at night and be like, yo, it's half job, you say, isim majrur, and go back to sleep. You know, you can put that as your alarm. Half jar isim majrur. Half jar isim majrur. And I'll wake you up and be so bad when you wake up. But you won't miss Fajr, inshallah. All right. What do I put next? What's the next word? What's the next word, people? Bayinati or al-bayinati? Al-Bayyinati, thank you very much. Al-Bayyinati, excellent. What does B mean? B means with, and Bayyinat is, the meaning of it is from the word Bayyina, from the word Mubin, clear. Bayyinat is clear proofs. Okay? Clear evidence, excellent. Clear proofs. That is what bayinat is. Okay? Plural or singular?
Plural.
Plural. Yes, indeed. It's a plural. All right. Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that thought, inshallah, on Wednesday. Or Thursday, sorry. Okay. Very nice. Where is the plural of bayinat? So in this case, you see Musa is marfu. All right. Next example. Right? You see how Musa is marfu in the sentence? Are you good with that? Yes? All right. Next example. It says in Surah Hud, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Okay? All right. Here is the ayah. What is my first word? Wa. Wa. Okay? Now, technically, لَقَدْ is two words, but we're going to put it as one. Wa, by the means, means and, as you know, correct, as you all know. We're going to put it as just all as one. Wa is a harf, means and. Laqad is also a harf, or, you know, there are two, but right now for us it doesn't matter. And it means what? It means for sure, certainly, right? It's actually twice, like the emphasis is two times, for sure. For sure, certainly, like that, you know? It's like bold and underlined. Think of it like this. All right? I don't know if that makes sense, but I tried. All right, next word. All right, think about it. Think about that one. Is this an attached pronoun? Is this an attached pronoun? Because if it was, people, look at this. R3 would be what? Here, R3 is sukun. So, this actually is the word that we're going to put in here. So, it's family 4, by the way. So, it's okay if you didn't get it right away. Family 4, arsalna. What is this? It's a fa'il, I know, but what type of fa'il?
Past.
Past tense fa'il. Past tense fa'il. And what is the actor, the fa'il. Na. Na, very nice. Na is the fa'il, meaning we. You with me? Arsalna, just like ja'alna, just like alimna, just like, you know, darabna, fatahna, all the others, sajadna, right? At the very last one, that is that. R3 has a sukoon, and then you have na. Okay? It's okay. This is a tricky one. This is a tricky one. And what does it mean? Arsalna, from the word rasul. We sent, right? We sent. Anzalna is more like send down. But arsalna is to send like a messenger. Okay? Okay. Arsalna. We sent. Or we are sending. Which one? We sent, right? Okay. Next word. Musa. Musa, of course, means Musa. That's easy. Okay. What do you think is the meaning here? Is Musa the outside fa'il?
No.
No. Because?
There is no outside fa'il?
No hidden pronoun he or she. Yes. Amazing. Allahu Akbar. All right, what would this be?
The maf'ul.
The maf'ul, right? And for sure, certainly, we sent Musa. Are you with me? Next word. B. Yes. And I'm sure you will happily tell me B is a harf jar. And the word after is going to be ism majrur. Okay. What is the word after? Okay, try the last word. This is three words.
No.
So the last word would be na. Right? The middle word would be ayati. I can't write ayati like the way it's written in the Quran there, so I'm just going to write it like this, okay? Unless Sister Solange has like a cool shortcut, which I don't know of. Ayati, like that, okay? But I'm sure you can see. This is that, the same thing. The ayati. All right. Here I have na. Na is what? Attached pronoun. Attaching to an ism. What do I have? Perfect. This is going to be mudaf ilayhi, right? Yes or no? Because attaches to ism ayati. Yes or no? But Danish, your question is actually very good. Let me answer that, you know, publicly, if you just give me a minute, huh? Bi ayatina. You with me? Bi with ayati. Ayati, I guess is ayati. Signs. Okay, very nice. Na. R. Okay. Wa. What does wa mean? Wa, of course, means. And. Okay, what's the word after wa? Sultanin. Sul. And the word after it is mubinin. Okay, sultan means you might know this from like maybe like from watching TV shows or something. Like a sultan is like the leader, right? Because he has authority. Authority, right? That's what sultan means. Authority. And mubin from the same word as bayina. Same root as bayina. or bayinat. Clear. Excellent. Clear. Right? Sultan, authority, clear. Let me put this as an authority. And this is a clear, right? Not the clear. Yes or no? What do you think this is? Sultanin Mubinin. Majroor?
Not.
Majroor. Indefinite, indefinite. Singular, singular. Masculine, masculine. This is going to be Man'ut and Na'at. But also, do you see something interesting? Ayati. And Sultanin. Connector harf. Connector. Right? Look at the translation now. What's the translation? I'll give you a moment to give me the whole translation. Inshallah. Arab matches and also sister without the meaning matches. Oh, Brasili.
For sure, we certainly.
All right, what's the meaning?
With our signs? With our clear signs?
I can see Shalima, yeah.
So, and for sure, certainly we sent Musa with our clear signs.
So Musa with our signs and a clear authority, right? So subhanAllah, signs and as you can see, authority, right? They're the ones that are connected, but clear authority, like these two are related. Signs is related to authority. So the whole thing ends up being related like that, right? We said Musa with our signs and a clear authority. You see the meaning matches, right? And the Arab matches. The status matches. Yes or no? You see that? Alhamdulillah. Now, interesting thing here is that Musa Islam was sent with signs. Like, what sign? The sign of the hand, for example. That's why I had my hand up. And the staff that he also tried to like grab something to throw, right, etc. So that's signs, right? And a clear authority, what is that? The clear authority is he had the Torah, right? He was given the Torah. Make sense? All right. So both things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam with. Now, Musa alayhi salam, what's the status of Musa alayhi salam in this case? We sent Musa. Maf'ul. So it is, in this case, what do you think it is, people? Mansub, right? Yes or no? Does it make sense? We sent Musa. He was the one who was sent. Make sense? All right. Let's look at the next ayah. Very similar. Wa fi Musa. Wa and fi harjan. That's actually, I think it's worth a while to maybe even like copy paste this, and the other ayah I'll do faster. Because this is a very short ayah. And this is actually, a lot of it's already done for us. Okay? Wafi Musa. All right. Wa. Harf. And. في حرف جر meaning N. Musa. Musa is what? Ism majrur. Easy. Alhamdulillah. Musa. Right? Wafi Musa. What does that mean? Wafi Musa. This means that there's a, you know, it's actually continuing the discussion from the ayat before. Right? Because the ayat before talk about the other prophets and how they are being punished, or sorry, how their people rejected them and they got punished, right? Etc. etc. So this is, and in Musa is a reminder. See, that's like the implication. And in Musa, or through Musa, there is a reminder, right? Or in the story of Musa alayhi salam is a reminder. You guys with me? Does that make sense? Okay, if is a harf, we're going to call it a harf for now, and it means what? Is means when. Excellent. Okay, arsalnahu. How do I break this down? Okay, I'm going to write arsalna first, because I want to write the fi'l and the fa'il together. The fi'l and its pronoun, I don't want to separate them, because they're technically not separate. They're always together. Okay, Brother Danish? So I'm going to write it as arsalna, and then I'm going to write it as who. Okay, I don't separate this, because in reality, even though this is two words, like we said, right? But the, if you remember, we mentioned this before, the pronoun of the fi'l is not separated from the fi'l. Right? It cannot be separated. Right, I can't just put like a wow somewhere and it means they. I cannot put tu somewhere and it means I. You with me? Arsal tu. The tu doesn't have any meaning unless it comes with the fi'al arsal, or darab tu, or sajad tu. Does that make sense? But the who has a meaning. The who can attach to anything. Yes or no? That's why we keep them like that. Arsalna is a past tense. Fa'il. Fa'il is na, meaning we. Perfect. We, what is the meaning of arsalna? Quickly. It's a good way of acquiring this vocabulary. We sent. All right. Who? What is who? Quickly, people. Him, it, very good. Him, there will be, because it's talking about Musa. And this would be maf'ul. Why maf'ul? Attached pronoun attaches to fi'l, it's a maf'ul. Yes? All right. Ila. Ila. Easy. Harf jar means, ila means to, right? Illa, Brother Salim, means except. Illa. Ila means to. Okay. Fir'auna, so this is harf jar, so what will be next? Ism majrur. Fir'auna, what is Fir'auna? The Pharaoh, right? I think that's how you spell Pharaoh. No, that's not how you spell Pharaoh. Pharaoh, okay. Clearly, I was never good at spelling bees. I remember I was in like grade 3 once, and I did like the spelling bee, and I think they asked me to spell February, and I spelled it wrong, and every time to this day, when I spell February, I look at like the word again. I'll be like, did I spell that right? Yes. This is the trauma of childhood contests. Right? I just can't get it. And if someone messes with me and sends me the wrong spelling, I just start getting like, just everything just goes out the window. I'm like, did I ever learn anything right? All right. Fir'auna. Hold on to the thought about Fir'aun. Hold on to the thought about Fir'aun. It's not Mabani, by the way. Okay, it is Mu'rab, but we'll see a different type of Mu'rab soon. Okay, hold on to that thought for a second. And quickly, I have B, right? And the last two words are the same here. Sultanin, Mubinin, right? Yes or no? All right, B means, B is a what? Harjar. Excellent. Again, this is a practice of the concept, but also practice of translating and acquiring vocabulary, folks. I want you to please, participate in this. B means with, and again, if you don't want to type so much, open the mic and speak, please. This is like your learning. I really want you to do this, okay? Sultanin, if this is harjar, sultanin would be ism majrur. But something else? Man'ut. Now we're talking. And mubinin is na'at, right? Amazing. Jameel. Barakallahu feekum. Sultanin, again, what does sultan mean? So it's quick vocabulary acquisition. Sultan, authority. Right? Mubin, Claire, Jameel. Jameel means beautiful, okay? إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. If we were to combine this, when we sent him to the Pharaoh with a clear authority. Does that make sense, people? Alhamdulillah, see, like, our translation of the ayat is getting much faster now, right? And these words are repeating. So I hope, inshallah, you will start to remember them. Alhamdulillah. Next. So here, folks, you saw the example of Musa being majroor, Musa being mansoob, and Musa being marfu. That's the point of this activity, to show you that. Right? But also, I want to show you, this is not only about Mabani, it's not just about names. Fir'aun is not Mabani, by the way. We'll get to Fir'aun in a minute. Okay? It's not just about just names. Mabani is also more than that. Right? So here is another ayah. And this time I want you to translate this with me, inshallah, because this we can do this faster. Yes? Do you want me to, should we do this again in the, I think the table is okay. The table makes sense. It makes it easy for us to process. And again, people, please, if you would like to open your mic and participate, please, do not hesitate. All right. I will say this enough until somebody besides Sister Halima joins us and Uncle Ali. All right, so here we are. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. Okay, what is this ayah? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let me add that. I kind of gave that away, but that's okay. Maybe I should ask you that. How many columns should I make in my table next time? Yeah, that will be a nice activity. All right, Fir'aun, Sister Nadia, please hold on. وَلَقَدْ وَا
and
harf. And thank you, harf and. Okay, لَقَدْ
for sure, certain
harf again. Ooh. For sure, certainly.
So it means both?
So it actually means it's just like twice. For sure, for sure, for sure, certainly, like that. Okay. In reality, I'll tell you the complicated version is lam has a separate meaning and qad has a separate meaning. And those are very, like, it'll take a little while to explain why that is. But right now, like Sister Summer puts, it's double emphasis. So instead of repeating myself as for sure, I'm saying for sure, comma, certainly. You with me? I want to keep indeed for inna. All right? Inna's coming up. Inna, you will learn to love. Like for real, real. Yes, I like that. That's a good one. Okay. Ja'at. Should I separate this or keep it together?
Together.
I keep it together. Okay. I think you can guess with ja'at. Keep it together, miskeen. Ja'at is a fa'il, yes, but what type?
Past tense.
Past tense. Fair. All right. And what is my actor, my fa'il, the pronoun of this fa'il?
Hidden pronoun she.
Hidden pronoun she. All right. So I can say, translate it for me, please.
And for sure, certainly, she came.
She, or I'm going to put it. Oh, sorry. I'm going to put she came. Sorry, she came. Okay? Now, what's the next word after that?
Rusulun.
Rusulu or Rusuluna?
Rusulu.
Rusulu. And the word after that is?
Na.
Na. Amazing. Very good. Rusulu. Na. Just before we do anything else, can you tell me something about Rusuluna, like the two words together here? Mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi. Perfect.
Oh, mudaf.
Right? Meaning of Rusulu? From Rasul. Singular, Rasul, plural, Rusul. Messengers. And Na? Are, right? Okay, very good. You guys are with me so far? Okay.
Wait, why is it messengers?
Messengers, so Rusul is the plural of Rasul.
Oh.
Rasul is the singular and Rusul is the plural. Okay, now let me show you something. This will make you happy, sad, maybe a bit of both. Okay. We're going to talk about this on Thursday. Okay? The idea of different types of pronoun, different types of plurals in Arabic. Different types of plural. Not just the ones that we know, but different types. And of the different types, yeah, one of the exceptions is this idea. Is a rusul, the plural of rasul, messengers. Okay. This is a exception to the rule. So I will explain the exception on Thursday. Okay. For now, please stay with me. All right. After prefacing this question with that statement, what do you think is a rusulu in this sentence? You look at this?
The outside fa'il.
The outside fa'il. Indeed. It is the outside fa'il. All right. Your logical question would be, how is it she and messengers? When messengers are men, masculine, right? We don't believe angels to be feminine.
When it was plural, you're supposed to use hidden pronoun she.
So this I'm going to explain, inshallah, on Thursday. Is that okay? But for now, I just want you to, you see this rusulu, marfu', is that okay? The translation would be, and for sure, certainly, our messengers came. I'm actually going to join these two as well. Our messenger came, Ibrahima. What does Ibrahima mean? Of course, it means Ibrahim. And what do you think is the meaning here? Came to Ibrahim. So the role this is playing is what is Ibrahima in the sentence, people. Perfect. It is a maf'ul. Are you with me so far? This is a very interesting usage of the fi'il ja'at. Hidden pronoun she is used. I'll explain why on Thursday. But for now, please understand that the outside fa'il is rusulu. Okay? Then attached pronoun na is mudaf ilayhi. And Ibrahima is maf'ul. Ja'at rusuluna Ibrahim. Certainly our messengers came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Are we okay with this so far? B is what?
Harf
jar. The next word will be SM. Majroor. This is the point of the activity, but I wanted to get to the whole thing or do the whole thing with you because it will help us on Thursday. Al Bushra is right here, right? Al Bushra is a word that is mabni. It means the
good news.
The good news. The good news. Bashar is human, brother Sadiq. Well, good guess. Right? B means with. The idea of Bushra is Bashar means human and Bashar also means skin. Right? So, because humans have skin. So, Bushra is the kind of good news that you can see on a person's skin. Like, you know, their face is like brightened. Are you with me, people? Here, as you notice, the word al-bushra, okay? The word al-bushra is what? Is mabni or mu'rab? Is mabni, right? And as you can see, it is majroor. Its status is majroor. Is that part clear? It's majroor, right? Why is it majroor?
It follows the harf jar.
Follow the harf jar, right? Okay, very good, perfect, that's it. So I wanted to show you from these examples how mabni words can be names or anything else. Anything else as long as they end with what? End with, tell me the two things. End with big alif or small alif, right? Or which is alif maqsura. Right? That is what we're trying to learn. Okay? Is it not human HPS because the contexts are angels or not? No. Not for that, Brother Salim. As we'll see. As we'll see, inshallah. Okay?
How do we know it's two Ibrahim? Is that just by context?
How do we know it's two Ibrahim? So here it's by context. If I was to say, if I remove two, would the sentence make any sense? In English?
No.
It won't make any sense in English, right? In Arabic, it will make sense by itself. Ja'at Rusulana Ibrahim. Ja'a Rajulun Al-Muslima. A man came to the Muslim, for example. Okay? But in English, you need the word two for it to make sense. That's why I put it in brackets there. Okay? This is similar to how, when you remember we were doing harf jar before, how the meaning of harf jar changes when it comes with a fi'il, right? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Yes or no, people? This is a similar situation as that. Okay? All right, all of this is our study of Mabni. I will recap this for you, inshallah ta'ala. The idea of mabni again is you're either mu'rab or mabni. Mu'rab, you can see the change clearly. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin, right? In mabni, you cannot see the change in status, as you saw with Musa, right? And other words like bushra, other words like Isa, or the name Zakaria. Zakaria is with a big alif. Okay, all of these, they are isms. They have properties of isms. They obviously have status. The status does not appear in mu'rab, does not appear in mabni. Make sense? Inshallah. This, folks, is our first part today. Mu'rab versus mabni. Are you okay with this so far? Now let's do something easier, shall we? I know you're tired, but this is easy, inshallah. Are you with me? Bilal, where are you? Okay, let us do what we will term the Muslim chart. What is a Muslim chart? Is it like a fruit chart? Because Muslims like fruit chart, but especially Desi Muslims. What is it exactly? All right, here is what it is. All right, I'm going to start it off and I want you to finish it for me. Okay, I have Muslimun. This is Mu'arab or Mabni?
Mu'arab,
right? All right. What is the Mansub version of Muslimun? Please say it, everybody.
Musliman.
Majrur.
Muslimin.
Okay, two Muslims. Marfu.
Muslimani.
Muslimani.
Ani.
Perfect. Yeah. Two Muslims. Mansub.
Muslimaini.
Two Muslims. Majrur.
Muslimaini.
Same thing. All right. Plural. Muslims.
Muslimuna.
That's the marfu. No problem. Mansub.
Muslimina.
And the majrur.
Muslimina.
Excellent. Jameel. That's so far so good, right? That's pretty easy. All right. Let's do it for the feminine version, shall we? What is the feminine indefinite marfu?
Muslimatun.
Correct? Mansub.
Muslimatan.
Majrur.
Muslimatan.
Muslima. Thin. Very nice. Two Muslim women, marfu.
Muslimatani.
Okay. Two Muslim women. Mansub.
Muslimataini.
And the majrur?
Same.
Same thing. Okay. The plural?
Muslimatun.
Yeah.
Indefinite.
Muslimatun.
Muslimatun. Right? Just like you have a tadweed here. You have a tadweed here, right?
Does it go this way?
All right. Mansub.
Tunna.
Muslimatin, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Is there someone?
No.
Someone's thing is like, someone has background sound like coming up. Oh. Ah, thank you. Perfect. Muslimatin, yes? And the majrur version is also?
Muslimatin.
You guys are with me?
Yeah.
We did this before, right? No. We did, alhamdulillah. Yes or no? Online people who are typing. Yeah. All right. Feels like a year ago. It was like a decade ago, actually. Oh man, that's how, such a bad joke. All right, I want to make it definite. Muslimun. I put al. What does it become?
Al-Muslimatu.
I want masculine first.
Al-Muslimu.
Very good. Let me make this shorter. Okay, Al-Muslimu. Okay. Mansub.
Al-Muslima.
Majrur.
Al-Muslimi.
Al-Muslimi. Excellent. All right. Two Muslims.
Al-Muslimani.
Two Muslims, Mansub or Majrur?
Al-Muslimaini.
Right? Amazing. The plural.
Al-Muslimuna.
Mansub or Majrur?
Al-Muslimina.
Very good. All right. The feminine. Muslimatun. The Muslim woman.
Al-Muslimatu.
You with me? Mansub.
Al-Muslimata.
Perfect. Like that. If you want to just type like the ending, that's great. Majrur. Al-Muslimati. Jamil. Two Muslim women. Al-Muslimatani. Excellent. And?
Muslimatani.
Excellent. Now, think about the plural.
Al-Muslimatu.
What do you think, people?
Two.
Cannot have tanween with al. Perfect. Al-Muslimat. Okay? So you can see that the default for the marfu, like the first thing that should come to your mind when you think of marfu is a dhamma, right?
Yeah.
Fatha for when it's a mansub and kasra when it's majrur, right? You guys with me with that?
Yes.
Right? By the way, this thing that we just made right now, this is the Muslim chart. It covers the status and number and gender and type of this one word, and it's a summary of the properties of ism. What it also is a summary of how we can tell the status of mu'rab words. Are you with me? The Muslim chart is, I'll write this here. How to tell the status of mu'rab words. You guys with me with this? Does that make sense? These are all mu'rab, right? Are they? They're all mu'rab. All right? They're all mu'rab because you can see the status changing. Ani, Aini, Tani, Taini, Una, Ina, Atun, Atin, Un, An, In, U, A, E. Right? Someone might think I'm in pain. I'm not, alhamdulillah. Okay? Also no small or big alif at the end. Exactly. So this is how we show the change, or how we tell the status of mu'rab words. Again, people, tell me, are these words all, are they mu'rab? Yes or no?
Yes.
Definitely, most definitely, they are mu'rab. All right, now that we have arrived at that, this is how you tell something is marfu. Muslimun, al-muslimu, muslimuna, right? Muslimani, muslimatun. So far, so good, right? Think of all the words that are marfu' here, right? Muslimun. This is the marfu' ones. Let me maybe highlight that part just to, like, you know, show you the idea of what marfu' is. Like, what am I referring to when I say marfu'? These four things here. Muslimun, al-muslimu, muslimuna, muslimani, muslimatun. Dhamma, two dhammas, una, ani. Correct? Dhamma or two dhammas. Una and Ani. Yes or no? Next, Mansub. Fatha. Two Fathas. Ina, Aini. Right? Fatha or two Fathas. Ina and Aini. I'm going to make this maybe green. Right? But also what? Kasra or two kasras? Are you with me, people? Kasras or two kasras? That is also a sign of something being mansub. Is this a normal thing for mansub? Kasra. It's not normal. Kasra is normal for majrur, right? But kasra or the two kasras here, tanmim kasra, is specifically in the case when the plural of the feminine is used. Muslimatin. Or al-muslimati. People, you with me? And then finally, I have majrur. Kasra. Right? Muslimin. Yes or no? And also Aini. Also Ina. These are all signs of it being majrur. But then here is our little bit of a twist here. What is that little twist? Fatha. This fatha is not in our Muslim chart. Okay, mansub with kasra. I would write this. Mansub with kasra is this one. Muslimatin. Hold on, sorry. This is Muslimatin or al Muslimati.
Sorry, Sheikh, why isn't Muslimin then?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't Muslimin mansub?
So Muslimin is majrur. Because the by default, kasra means?
Right.
Majrur.
But kasra wa tanween or tanween kasra is also mansub.
In only this specific circumstance.
Oh, I see. Not in all cases.
Understood. Not in all cases. Only in this case. Right?
Okay.
This is the part that we're trying to highlight, right? Only in the following case does the kasra mean mansub, right? What is that? Muslimatin and al-muslimati. People, you with me? Is this part okay? Now, what is split team makes it easier to follow? Fine. Alright. What is not in the table? What is not in the table is the following thing. This exception to the rule, this is not in the table. how something can have a fatha and be majroor. Not in the Muslim chart. Not in the Muslim chart. But it is still mu'arab or mabni. It's still mu'arab. It's still mu'arab. Look, it's under the category of mu'arab. It is still mu'arab. What is this ban from tanween? What is this ban from tanween? Oh boy. Ban from tanween is a category of ism that are majroor with a fatha. Banned from tanween are isms or category or groups of isms that are two main things about it. Number one, majroor with a what? Fatha. Key thing here. And number two, they are it's in the name. They are banned from tanween. Cannot take tanween. All right. Now, why is this the case? The answer is because that's how the Arabs used it. There is a method to the madness, but Salim is laughing. I can hear him. Okay?
Because it's a circular argument.
Okay, it's a circular argument.
Yeah. Things that are banned from tanween are things that are banned from tanween.
I see your point. Yeah. This is the official name of it is Mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay? What that means is that it cannot take tanween. That's what they describe it as. That's not like a cause and effect. Right? This is, these are isms that cannot take tanween. Number one. Number two, they cannot take a kasra when they want to be majroor. Are you with me? We saw one example of it. Do you remember what example we saw? Not too long ago. Hint, he's in the story of Musa. Fir'auna. Remember that? وَفِي مُوسَىٰ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ. Does Fir'auna have tanween? Is it Fir'aunan? Yes or no? Not tanween. Is Fir'aun majroor? This word Fir'auna, is it majroor? Why? It's after harjar, right? Okay, great. So why doesn't it have a kasra, Fir'auni? Because it's from this category of words. Cannot take kasra, cannot take tanween. All right, look at this category. There's three main ones here. Okay, a special type of plural, names of non-Arab origin, and feminine names. These three groups of isms, and I give you examples here. These three groups of isms, when a word falls into these three categories, two things happen to that word. What is it? Salim, help me out. Number one,
they are majroor with a fatha.
And number two,
they are banned from tanween.
They are banned from tanween. All right, look at this word. Ibrahima, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, also Fir'aun. What is common between all these things? They are names of non-Arab origin. Okay, let me show you one example of it and we'll stop there, inshallah. Non-Arab origin. Look at this. Ila. What is Ila? Harjar. So what is Ibrahima? Is it Majroor? Is it Ibrahimin? No. Is it Ibrahim? It cannot be Ibrahimin. Can it be Ibrahimi? He just give me that much? Not even that. It is Ibrahima. No tanween and fatha. The way the linguists explain it is that this is the language's way, Arab's way, of protecting Arabic from non-Arabic words. Ibrahim is not an Arabic word. Ismail is not an Arabic word. Ishaq is not an Arabic word. So the language protects itself through this mechanism. That's one explanation that is found in the books of grammar. It's not just a theory. I mean, it's a theory. Yeah, but it's one of the reasons that's provided for why this is the case. It's like the language has a built-in mechanism to tell its speakers and its sons and daughters that this word is an important word. So watch out. All right, that is one theory about it for sure. Okay, as you can see, Yaqub is Ismaila, Ishaqa, Yaquba. But look, Al Asbalti is not a name. Al Asbalt is actually an Arab word that means a group of people. Ayuba, Yunusa, Haruna, wa Sulaimana. You see that? All of them what? All of them are majrur, but they don't show their. They are banned from Tanween and they're majrur with a fatha. Okay, we're going to stop here for now because we've gone a little bit over time. I would like us to, this is something we're going to continue, inshallah. I have many examples for you. People, look, I have a ton of examples. And inshallah, by the time we're done, you will feel a little bit better about this, inshallah. The expectation is not that I give you a word and you tell me, is this banned from Tanween or not? Because that's actually quite a hard thing to do. But the expectation is if you see a word that doesn't have tanween and I say, this is a word that's banned from tanween, immediately two things are clear to you. Number one, not tanween. Number two, no kasra. How will we know if a name is an Arab name? Memorize it. Memorizing it is generally the right approach. However, in the Quran, there's only a few names. Most of them are non-Arab, actually. Most of the names in the Quran are non-Arabic. The examples we'll do in class, Sister Halima. But I would like you, inshallah, to look at them, inshallah, so that we can benefit from that together in a better way. Sounds good? Wasim, you have your question? Inshallah, we can end, but I'll answer your question even afterwards.
Okay, inshallah. So, this has to do with Bas.
Yes.
Bas are rules that the Arabs have suggested, or because they said so. Yeah. However, the Quran is revealed from Allah. So yeah. Is Allah complying to Bas rules, or did Bas rules emanate from what the Quran revealed? It's almost like a chicken and the egg question.
That's a deep question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a question that the grammarians grappled with. Because when they wrote the first books, there was no book of grammar ever written until the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, right? Mm-hmm. That was the first book of grammar written by, I think the guy's name was something Abdu'ali, I forgot. Do you know the story of why he wrote it? Because his daughter made a mistake in grammar. He was so mad. He went to Ali and he was like, oh, Khalifa, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, we're going to be ruined. So he's like, why don't you write a book about this? And that's how grammar came about. But that was the very first basic text. What happens before that, right? Ali radiallahu anhu lived, this is around 50 years after or 40 years after the Prophet has passed away. The Quran has already been revealed, right? So the answer to the question is that then the Arab grammarians put together the Arabic grammar. This was a codification of the rules of Arabic that existed when the Quran was revealed. Okay? That includes a whole bunch of these exceptions and these peculiar rules, like because Arab said so, like that kind of stuff. It includes all of that. The Quran was revealed in compliance with those rules because the Quran was revealed in the language of the people who lived at that time.
I understand.
Right? For them to understand and for them to accept it. If it was revealed in a language that was not theirs, they would be like, this is not for us. This is not ours. Okay? And they would reject it immediately. But also the Quran actually sets the rules of Arabic grammar in the sense that when the Quran stretches the boundaries of Arabic, right? It defines new ways to use Arabic grammar. And that's where, you know, like some of the Orientalists would say, well, how come Quran is doing this? It's not like the normal Arabic, usage. But the Quran, as it's trying to completely, you know, like amaze its audience, it takes existing rules and stretches it. But the people who are listening to it didn't feel that it went beyond like the norms of their language. Did you see what I'm trying to get at a little bit, Salim?
Yes, yes, I do.
Right.
Actually.
So that's why this thing is there. And then I try to call, like, these are terms that we came up with, but this is trying to simplify the matter a little bit, inshallah. Right? And that's when sometimes it becomes a little circular. Right? And I appreciate that because it is sometimes like, oh, it's in the name and you're saying that's also part of the rule. Yeah, because that's like our easiest like way to get to it right now. Because in reality, they have a table of like three columns and six rows of how to determine this thing, banned from Tanween. And when it checks the three columns and falls into one of the rows, that's when it is. So learning it that way is very complicated, right? We gotta simplify it a little bit here, and then that next leap you can take, inshallah ta'ala, when you're more ready. Inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Jazakumullah everybody for sticking around to the end. Like I said, I had actually wanted to say if someone wanted to leave, they can leave. But alhamdulillah, thank you for staying to the end. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thursday, we'll get to this and finish this bi'idhnillah. Okay? All the examples are there. Please look at them. So Thursday, you will be better, benefiting inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But yeah.